Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the program. Lots of people having their say on the open line. Keep them coming. I tell you what I did on Saturday night. I went out there to the A-League Grand Final, hosted the pre-game show, and couldn't help myself. Went in and watched all of the action. And the action came from the Central Coast Mariners. Just an incredible story. Not the magnitude of the win, the fact that they were winning against the might of Melbourne City. A man at the heart of all of that is their manager, the gaffer, Nick Montgomery. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Nick.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, really well. More to the point, how are you doing? I want to take you back to the sideline there at Combank Stadium, and I was watching how animated you were during the course of the game. At what point, Nick, did you think, we have got this done?
Oh, look, what a fantastic night. I know, just to sort of look back on the emotions of the night. And look, I'm probably not the most animated at times, but there's just a passion. I think the whole season's hard work and all the people doubting us, and I think Melbourne City totally underestimated us in the final. So, yeah, I think when it was about 4-1, I think at 4-1 it was, I knew that there was no way that Melbourne City would come back in the game, and just absolutely buzzing. I couldn't believe that we were sort of cruising as much as we were. But I think the boys were just absolutely class on the night, and the performance and the fans and the stadium and the atmosphere and everything that surrounded the game. It was just amazing, and no doubt that will live long in the memory of many people who followed us this season. But it's a great story, and you know, the boys thoroughly deserve the win that they got on the weekend.
To put it in context, Nick, and we talked about this pre-game, it's the equivalent of the Oakland A's coming up against the New York Yankees, and that's what you were doing against Melbourne City. When you first went into the job at the Central Coast Mariners and knowing the difficulties that the club had around solvency, etc., what were your expectations? Did you see a premiership within 2 years?
I'll be honest, I did. People may believe, may not, but anyone that watched us last year with a young team and a lot of academy products, we made the cup final. You know, we made the top six, and we were the better team. We lost against Adelaide in the semi final last year. But yeah, I have no doubt that this year we could go all the way. And I think the form we've had the last couple of months with the form team in the competition, we scored most goals the club's ever scored. And you know, in terms of stats, we're right up there with Melbourne City. Other than, you know, they had more points than us to take the premiership. So I firmly believe we could win it this year. And the boys started to believe it, and I think everyone got behind us. And you know, fairy tales do come true, and as Melbourne City said, they talked to us like Bambi. They wanted to take Bambi down, but unfortunately, that didn't happen. And we taught them a lesson.
Yeah, fantastic. Adam Kwasnik, I was working with before, who's a very passionate Central Coast Mariners man, and he talked about the style of play and the exciting style of play. Nick, is that your philosophy, or did you look at the squad that you had and said, "Look, I think I've got these type of players that can play with such a almost a flamboyance"?
Oh, that's my style of play. That's the identity I wanted as a coach with my assistant Sergio. And that's energy, high intensity, aggressive, quick transitions, and scoring lots of goals. So, yeah, you know, that's not easy. You have to recruit for that style.
And, yep.
Yeah, I think we've changed the squad a lot from the start of last season. I brought in a lot of new players last season, the players from the academy who I knew could play to that style, and I got rid of players that couldn't do it. And yeah, I think any coach will tell you, it's, you know, the difficult thing is adapting to the players that you've got. But you know, when you have an opportunity to mould the team into what you want, it takes a little bit of time. And I think people saw that last year. You know, as the season started to progress, we just fell short in the end. But this year was obviously a little bit more time to move players on and bring new players in that could cope with the demands of playing in the team the way that we play. So it's great when it all comes together like it did on Saturday night. And just unbelievable performance.
Yeah. Two players in particular I want to highlight. Jason Cummings, who the cum dog, as he describes himself. And 30 goals in all games this year. Just extraordinary. And he talked about it after the game, how his life has been changed. What is it with Jason? What have you done with him that has seen him become this magnificent goal scorer in the A-League?
Look, Jason's always been an unbelievable talent. You look back when he was younger in his career, you don't get a move to Rangers, to Nottingham Forest, if you are a talented player. You know, but he lost his way and he needed a little bit of guidance, he needed a bit of love. He needed a bit of tough love at times and someone to believe in him. I think everyone saw the end product on Saturday night, and to get a hat-trick in the grand final is that's the stuff of legends, and he'll go down as a legend of not only the Mariners, of the A-League. He's just a wonderful human being, and he's funny, and everybody loves him. It's hard to believe that Dundee tossed him aside 12 months ago, and look at where his career is now. So he's an inspiration, but just delighted for him.
The other one, Brian Kaltak, what a story. First professional contract for him, age 29, from Vanuatu. Basically had injury concerns, but you said, you know, I think I can see something in you. And he paid you back in spades. Give us an understanding of Brian and his story, Nick.
I look, Brian is just a wonderful human being, number one. He's the most humble, genuine person you'll ever meet. And when you know his story, you know, he spent 10 years in New Zealand playing in the NPL in New Zealand, never got a trial. You know, was offered to A-League clubs, no one ever even gave him a trial. And I saw a video of him, and a friend of mine knew him. We worked with him in the Vanuatu national team, and we brought him on trial last season. He got injured after 2 days of training. Yeah. But I saw enough in that 2 days to think that he could be an A-League superstar. And, you know, it wasn't without all his hard work and me sticking to my word. We brought him back in pre-season. We gave him a contract, and to say the rest is history. And there he is lifting the grand final on the weekend in PFA team of the year. And everything's fully deserved, because he's just an absolute gentleman and hard-working human being who has defied everybody's doubts in him. And no doubt now he's probably one of the best centre-backs in the competition.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the features of Saturday night was the amount of support that was there for the Central Coast Mariners. I saw the vision again coming from Erin Affair yesterday. What is it about these Mariners fans, Nick? They are such a passionate group.
The fans are awesome. The community is amazing. But you know, let's be honest, nobody wants to come and watch your team losing every weekend.
Sure.
And there were some hardcore fans that stuck through the tough times. But you know, to get everyone back on board, you have to play good football. You have to win games. You have to be exciting and get the new generation of kids on the Central Coast. Many of them probably moved here, you know, the last few years with their families from Sydney. And, you know, you have to give them a team to be proud of, and I think you see in the pictures at the games and the 20,000 at the stadium last week, the 20,000 that travelled down on the weekend, the fans at Erin Affair. And then right now you see a team that's proud of the fans, and the fans are proud of the team, and you know, they're inspiring the next generation, so hopefully it can continue to grow the club.
Yeah. One of the issues, it's not a negative, but one of the issues that comes with doing an incredible job with a team like the Central Coast Mariners, that a lot of other people take notice of that, Nick. I think the owner, Richard Peel, has come out and said, yeah, you're getting ridiculous offers from elsewhere. What does the future hold for you, Nick? Do you have aspirations to coach maybe outside of the A-League and maybe back to the UK?
Yeah, look, no secret. Hopefully, one day coach in the Premier League. You know, that's the pinnacle of football in the world, and I suppose every coach will tell you the same thing. So I'm not saying anything different. But you know, the journey of how I got there as a player was hard work and many years of working hard. And as a coach, it won't be any different. So, look, I'm in no rush in any point of my career as a player and a coach. I love the Mariners. I love the Central Coast and you know, the A-League's a fantastic competition, so yeah, I don't really look any further. And yeah, there's always going to be speculation for players and staff, you know, when you're successful, but right now I'm just concentrating on enjoying the moment, booking a holiday next week with the wife and kids and going and putting the phone down for a week, I think. Other than that, just enjoying the moment, because it's been an unbelievable season, and finished off with a grand final win against Melbourne City in emphatic style is something that I don't think anyone will ever forget.
That holiday thoroughly deserved, Nick. Before I let you go, are you a watcher of the Ted Lasso program on Apple TV?
Yeah, of course. Everybody watches Ted Lasso. I watch it with my wife. It's amazing. It's a fantastic program.
All right. Are you more Roy Kent or Ted Lasso?
I'm Roy Kent. Everybody calls me Roy Kent, even some of the staff at the club. I think that's from my playing days. Obviously, a hard tackling midfielder. No nonsense. And I probably don't swear as much as him, but definitely Roy Kent.
You've had a lot of success as Nick Montgomery. Congratulations, Nick. Fantastic season that you had, culminated in that, as you say, emphatic grand final victory. Really appreciate your time today, and you enjoy that holiday.
Thank you. Top man.